Tommy.
What?
Where have you gone?
I'm here.
You still there, Tom?
Yeah.
Look, now can I say, it's Series 3, we're back, and all that?
Yeah, yeah.
Can I say it now?
Yeah. Welcome to the Failing Writers Podcast. It's nice to see you.
It's Series 3, and we're back. He's Dave.
He's John.
And this bloke here is Tom.
We're back for High Class Podcasting.
And to sing this happy song.
Hang on.
We're back.
We're back.
We thought we'd lost a knack. We were struggling to write, but now I think we're back on track.
Yeah, the thing
we're
is,
a fiercely tight unit.
So come and take us up.
From a well of inspiration,
you will never break us up.
Actually, I do need to have a word with you fellas.
We're back.
Yeah, about that.
We've been through so much crap.
The three of us together.
No excuse, no caveat. Cause John and Tom and Davey are such a solid crew.
You'll never see one without
at least the other two. Last
to continue our podcast,
and yes, we're all excited. We're together here at last.
Look, just listen.
We have feelings for each other. We can never suffer loss. No matter what you say to me,
you'll never make me cross.
Ah, cool. Cause I'm not actually gonna be able to do the podcast anymore.
What?
I mean, for a while, at least. Just things are too busy, stressful. I'm sorry. It's not forever.
Are you being serious, Dave?
Yeah.
Oh, for...
We're back!
We're back!
Without that useless twat!
I've never really liked him, so I'm glad that that is that.
But that's not true at all.
Our love for Dave is strong and bright.
Cause I'm the only one who knows how to update the new website.
Yeah, I mean, that does help.
Yeah, that does play in your favour, I'm not going to lie. Genuine excitement about Season 3. We've got a lot of good stuff.
In the bank already, which is very exciting.
Yeah, we've done quite a few interviews and they're ridiculously high quality. Are we setting up too much? No, it'll be fine. They are good.
Hey, I know what I was going to say to you. In fact, I meant to say this last week, but you know, we were trying to think of a name for our listeners.
Yes.
And we gave ourselves that as homework.
Yeah.
And I promptly forgot about it. But I thought of something the other day. how about Podcastinators?
Podcastinators. Yeah.
You have to say it quickly. Podcastinators.
It's a bit chunky, isn't it? It's clever. Don't get me wrong, it's clever.
Yeah.
But
it doesn't have writing in it, that's the problem. It's got podcast and it's got procrastination in it. I suppose the other obvious problem is that we're tarring our listeners with our own.
Yeah, that's the trouble. I was trying to think of
some. Because they're not all procrastinators. Yeah, okay, maybe not that one.
I thought Northers.
That's quite nice.
But then again, it's very negative, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Nearly author, near authors.
Yeah, no, we're not going to. If anyone's got a good idea for what we can call listeners.
Yeah, let us know. Well, you know, you have foodies who love food.
Yeah.
What about wordies? Could I call our listeners wordies?
Yeah.
It's not. Yeah. That's a bit too cute, isn't it?
Generic, isn't it, as well? It doesn't relate to directly to the failing writers.
All right, well, we failed at that. First task of the season, and we've failed. Okay. Good start. Anyway, should we do this? How should we kick things off? Tom?
Well, I thought while the iron's lukewarm, we should sort of strike gently and talk about our experience of doing poker night together. So less about actual poker night, because the less said about that, the better, I think. Let's leave that
to
the...
Yeah, you want to draw a line on that, don't you?
But in terms of the process of us working together and how it felt, really, and what went wrong, what do we learn?
Yeah, good shout.
Go on then, you go first.
Yeah, okay, yeah, process of collaborating.
Yeah, what surprised you about it? What was different than you expected? Or what did you expect?
Well, I expected Dave to be there.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I think that's, in some ways, that's one of the things that sort of probably took over the experience a bit too much.
Yes, we were trying to work around that.
Yeah, in the sense that Dave didn't have very much time at all at the time. And so we were trying to sort of wait for him, and then we weren't getting anything done. And so things sort of dragged on a long time. And I think that developed a general kind of sense that we weren't moving forward.
Yes, and I think with something like that as well, with the nature of it, you've got to be in the moment. I mean, you want to strike while it's like fresh in your mind, and you kind of get on a roll, and it kind of, as we thought it would, take on its own thing, and just kind of would be jumping in and having little meetings and moving it forward. And that turns into like the logistics of it, which is perhaps a thing when you've got more than two people doing it.
Yeah, I think that's right.
It does become really hard, doesn't it?
When I suppose when you're working on a project, or you're being paid to work on a project, then that's what you do, isn't it?
Yeah, so you find time and it's in the diary
that's your job.
Yeah.
But I think, it was interesting because I think once we decided just to crack on with it, I did enjoy it.
Good for you.
I did enjoy
it. No, it was fun.
I think I think Dave not being there as well, because I think he would have made quite a good facilitator of the process. Do you know what I mean? I think he's quite a good story shaper.
Yeah.
He's got sitcom chops that maybe we're lacking, because he's actually written one before.
Yeah.
And I think I think I might have mentioned this last season, but when you and I are working together, I think sometimes we fall slightly into the temptation of trying to make each other laugh with some quite juvenile material.
That's constructive.
And we don't tend towards the sophisticated you and me. And I think in some ways, Dave's quite good at, okay, chaps, come back to the story.
Yeah.
Whereas we're just...
So maybe change the balance that we had. Yeah,
I think so. But having said all that, I think once we got our sort of basic structure, it was fun to do. And it was nice going back to the script and seeing what you'd done and then having a little go at it and then, and just kind of constantly doing that. It was interesting because that tended to be the way we worked rather than sort of talking together while we were writing, like being on Zoom and writing together. We didn't do very much of that.
No, not really, no.
Which we probably should have done in a way. So it had less direction, I think. It was more like you'd go away and come back and the script would have changed. What about you, Tommy? Like... Even though I know that it wasn't an entirely positive experience for you, but how, like, honestly, how irritating was it to work with me?
Well,
do you have a hankering to ever collaborate with me again? Or has that ship sailed? The good ship Thomas?
No, I think it's interesting, really, because there's sort of the double dynamic of it, isn't it? It's wonderful when you come back in and the other person has put something in, you think, oh yeah, cool, that joins that gap, or that's really funny, and that's what I was trying to think of. You know, there's bits where you kind of, I just leave a comment saying, here's the situation, you know, write the bit and then go, right, we need something funny, and I'd know it needed something funny about this, but you just couldn't quite get it, and then you come back and you'd put the right thing in, and it's, you know, it's brilliant when that happens. But then sometimes it's the opposite that happens, where you've put something in that has more of a subtle job in the story or is referenced back out later on or something. And some blithering idiot just comes in and slashes it out regardless. And then you sat there thinking, well, oh God, have they not like understood that that's got some like, this is art here. This is like literature. Do you not understand the significance of that? Why have you just changed that willy-nilly?
You wouldn't do that to Shakespeare, would you?
So there is an element of that. Obviously, because the other person can't read your mind and stuff like that doesn't really settle in until the very end kind of process, does it? It's little bits you're putting in, threads you're putting in to pull tight later. But the other, that's probably the problem of not working on it at the same time, that you can't say, oh, I'm putting this works because it's leading to this and it's about that.
Yeah, we did that a little bit, didn't we? We put in the margins, you sort of an explanation of why you were doing that. Because sometimes you felt like you sort of had to explain it because it's going to come back later or because it sets this up.
But then to some extent you start second guessing yourself. You think, well, if I need to put a note on it, then it's not really, is it doing enough work? Is it hard?
But there was a moment, I think we started doing that more when there was a moment when we suddenly realised we had like an hour and a half's worth of material.
Yeah.
We had to get it down to half an hour. And we suddenly just got absolutely brutal.
Yeah.
And there was one point where I came back to the script and there was literally nothing left. It was like, what, Tom, what have you done? And I think I did the same. You know, I took out, I mean, literally like half an hour of...
All the funny bits.
Yeah, exactly. 'Cause, and that's I think that's my biggest learn from writing this, is that how incredibly hard it is, and I take my hat off to people who write sitcoms, how incredibly hard it is to make the words work so hard that they're doing all the jobs, they're moving the story forward, they're presenting the character, and they're also funny. You know, that how hard is that?
Yeah.
And people say that, don't they? But you're like, yeah, but how hard can it be?
But I think that's probably why there's a reasonable amount of sitcoms and comedy dramas that aren't actually that funny on TV, that are still good to watch, because obviously the story is everything in whatever, in anything, isn't it? Whatever genre, the story is, story and characters certainly are above and beyond everything. Mm. And some of them are amazingly written and hilarious, but there are some that just kind of, that are pleasant to watch and sort of bobble along.
Yeah, yeah.
But actually, there's not like
belly laughs.
Yeah, there's not massive laughs, and there's not sort of joke.
Yeah, yeah.
So it just kind of...
I prefer that kind of comedy anyway.
A nice wry smile and a pleasant to watch kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. And I think I believe in the characters more, so I care about them more.
Yeah.
And it feels less forced. You know, if you've got to have a gag every...
There's definitely been a shift, hasn't there, towards that kind of comedy drama, rather than a classic sitcom farce type thing is less demanded now.
And I think people have realized if you can get an audience to buy into the characters and really kind of get behind them, then you don't need them to be funny all the time.
Yeah, we should have had better defined characters, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
In place.
But then again, you know, if you watch like the first episode, if you watch a pilot episode of any
sitcom, characters are a bit watery and rough around the edges, aren't they?
Or there's going to be a couple of the characters who are a bit more key, and maybe the other three or whatever, they're not quite as well rounded out.
Yeah.
And then you'll get a bit more of them in the next episode.
Yeah.
So I don't think we need to be too hard on ourselves. I mean, the idea of ours is that each character gets their own episode to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Not quite in those terms.
What do you think we got wrong, like actually got wrong?
Well, aside from the stuff that Rich said, which I think was... You know, I mean, weirdly looking back, sort of painfully obvious.
Taking two steps back and actually thinking about where it would actually fit anywhere.
But a lot of it, do you know what? I think a lot of it was maybe, and this, I don't know if this sounds a bit harsh, but maybe like the starting point. I think that I don't know how to put this really. I think we got cracking on it, and you know, we came up with a bunch of ideas. Poker Night seemed the one that was. It sort of seemed the easiest in a way.
A compromise, do you think?
Like, a bit of a compromise, but I think the problem was it wasn't really a concept.
Yes, I think.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then maybe a lot of sitcoms aren't.
No, they do tend to, though. We had the spin, didn't we, that they didn't really know each other and they were going to know each other.
Yeah, but we didn't have that at the start. Like, it took quite a long time to get there, didn't it?
Whereas a lot of ones are set up on you've got the log line writes itself.
Yeah, right from the start. Whereas we had to sort of shoehorn something.
Such and such is actually an alien. And is beamed into a normal family.
Yeah.
Hilarity ensues kind of thing. Do you mean like there's a single thing? That is actually the logline to the... Do you remember that sitcom with Ardal O'Hanlon in?
Oh, yeah.
Who's like a superhero, wasn't he? That was,
I forgot about that.
Yeah. But that, do you mean that's a great example in a way?
Yeah.
There needs to be a hook to get the TV exec on board as well, doesn't it?
That's exactly it. It's like if you go to a TV exec and say, this is about a group of people who play poker, that's a lot more difficult to sell than something, I don't know, just something with a bit more of a hook.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I think we had, I mean, I can't remember the ideas we had. We had a stupid Lord Byron one. That obviously
was good,
wasn't
that.
Right.
Yeah, we should have done that.
But it's just something that had a bit more, I don't know, you could like get behind it a bit more.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And I think that was what came out, wasn't it, at the end, is like, I think we decided at the end of the last episode we wouldn't defend that idea too hard.
Yeah, it didn't have that core of being, but this is a bloody good idea to really get behind. Yeah.
But then again, you know, there's a little bit of me that thinks, well, with a lot of hard work, you could turn it into something. When I look through the outlines now, I think actually this makes, you know, the way these characters develop, it makes quite a nice story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, and it's quite sweet as well. Like, I don't think I think the really nice thing about Poker Night is that you expect these characters kind of to be assholes and sort of stay the same, and they actually end up
finding themselves.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, and I think it's really nice when you have a slightly unappealing character and they become more appealing, or you see another side of them and go, oh, actually they're not as bad as I thought they were. That's a really nice thing for an audience to experience.
Well, psychological studies show that if you dislike someone and then end up liking them, that you will like them more than someone you liked originally.
That's interesting. Is that true? That's good.
Yeah, that is true.
That's why it's a winning idea, Tom.
Yeah.
You still haven't answered my question.
What was the question, John?
Would you ever collaborate with me again, specifically?
Oh, God, no. No. Jesus Christ. Can't. Struggling to think of many things worse. No.
That bad?
I mean, at one point, I half thought about quitting the podcast and blocking your number out of my phone, but... No.
Okay, that's a big no. All right, well, at least we know where we stand.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know, really. I think it's that weird thing. It sometimes feels like you're pulling against and sometimes feel like you've got a hand behind your back pushing you on. And that's right. That's what you need, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think it made me question writing by yourself as well, not just writing as a pair. It's easier, isn't it? Because you just go along your merry way.
No one's pulling you up on it.
Yeah, yeah. No one's going, hold on a minute. It's very much a double-edged sword. So I think on the right thing...
Yeah, if we were both massively enthusiastic about it.
Yes, I think that's the thing. If it was a proper joint thing. And like stuff we do with the podcast where loads of ideas get put in and it just starts moving by itself. Then it's great, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, I think it probably goes back to what you just said really about the, did we nail it right at the start? And it's that thing, isn't it? If you're aiming for the moon and you aim slightly off, it doesn't look like a lot at the start, but by the time you get to where you're going... It can be quite a big distance that you've missed the target by.
Okay, so what we've got to do is think about, we've got to find something that we want to do. We've got to find a project that we actually would like to write. But should we give it some time before we do that?
Yeah, no, I think we probably need to look at our own projects in between times.
Yeah, it's difficult to write an entire sitcom when you know it's just for an episode of a podcast.
Yeah, it ended up being a very, very big job for a very small payoff, didn't it?
It did.
But we did it, John.
We did it and we learned it. Tom.
Yeah.
And that's what this podcast is about.
It's another little bit of learn, isn't it?
It was a big chunk of learn, to be fair.
You are listening to the Failing Writers Podcast, and we're so pleased you could join us once again for another blah, 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 blah.
So, hey, do you know what we haven't done and we probably should have done by now?
Hmm.
We should ask the question. Apart from anything, there might actually be an answer this time. Tom Turner.
Yes.
What have you been writing?
Less than I'd hoped, I think it's fair to say. Yeah, I'm not entirely sure what's happened with that.
Well, the irony is, Tom, I think when we took a break from the podcast, we were probably busier than ever with the podcast.
That's true.
Because we were planning.
I'll tell you what we've been writing. Bloody Poker Night, for starters, until relatively recently, actually.
Exactly. Yeah. Interviewing lots of people for the podcast.
That's true.
Planning it, writing songs, all sorts.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been busier than ever.
But I have started my next big project.
Is this one that you're prepared to talk about?
I can't really talk about it.
Oh,
because it is an amazing idea. You know, we were just saying before about a good idea and how it kind of propels you forward and you don't feel like you're fighting against it.
You're excited about writing it. Yeah.
So after being inspired by a couple of the interviews that we've done that will be coming up in the season, I have decided to write a children's book.
Okay, fantastic. What are we talking? We're talking mid-grade?
Yeah, mid-grade. So that's sort of 8 to 12, I think, isn't it, pretty much, give or take? Mm. Yeah. There's been various people in my life that have... been nagging me to do so for quite a long time.
I can't help feeling that would really suit you.
I think it would, and I don't know why I've not really been dipping into it before, but silliness.
Yeah, playfulness.
The books are only like 30,000-40,000 words long, so that's better. Yeah, that extra flexibility of just being able to do silly stuff without having to...
You've got less literary rules.
You can just
play around a bit more.
So
well, that's very exciting.
I have started that.
You've actually started?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
How many words? What are we talking?
Oh, a couple of thousand, 3,000.
Okay, so you're nearly done then.
Yeah.
Good story.
I mean, I've hit a massive stumbling block already, but...
Okay. Big question. Have you outlined it in any way whatsoever?
Well, this is what I need to do next. So I want you to breathe life into the start of it and just write, knowing that I would need to step out of it and then outline it. But I don't know if it was like a... I don't know why I did that. I just needed to feel like it worked and existed, I think, in a weird, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I sort of wrote two chapters to get me to a place where things started needing to be solved and things further down the line needed to be ascertained. So the protagonist of the book is kind of set, happy with.
Is the protagonist of the book a parentless child? by any chance?
No, I'm not doing that because I hate every single bloody kid's book.
It's not going to be a hit then, is it?
Yeah. But then I was thinking about it, God, they do need something though, don't they? You can't just have some super happy family.
Well, you've got to get them away from their parents, haven't you?
Yeah, to some extent.
There has to be a separation, otherwise there's no peril, which obviously is why most people...
But I need to decide what the overall peril is, what the antagonist is going to be, whether it's going to be of this world or not, or aliens or Illuminati or whatever it is, ends up being. There needs to be some force. So, there you go. That's my proper... project.
That's very exciting. Have you given yourself any sort of deadline?
I haven't really, no.
Do you think you should?
No, I don't think so, actually. I'm pretty sure I'll whip through it in no time.
Okay, cool.
I think it's that thing, isn't it? When you feel like you've got a hot idea in your hands, you're more like...
You want to crack on.
Yeah, I want to get it done. There's not a... Yeah, yeah. And again, it's back to that thing of it being shorter. It just seems a bit less daunting to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Having never actually finished anything of any size ever in my life.
Yeah, it definitely helps.
So that's what I want to do. That's going to be my main thing. And then I still want to dip in, and I'm going to still try and enter a few writing competitions like I was last season, just to do something a little bit different, you know, short, few thousand words competitions type stuff, and just kind of...
Hey, you know what I've just entered?
What?
The Bath Fiction short story.
Whoa!
Competition.
Wow. Big one. That's a big one.
It is. Why not?
Well, because there's masses and masses of talented short fiction writers.
It's also global.
Yeah, I mean, so that's two reasons.
Good. I feel like my chances of that are pretty good.
No, that's good. So what have you entered in there?
Well, it's obviously a short story, but obviously I can't tell you about it until I'm rejected.
As a winner.
And I can tell you what the story is. Yeah.
What kind of story is it, I guess, is what I was...
It's a kind of, sort of, is it a murder story? I'm going to say it's a murder story.
Right, okay. So that kind of, like a thrillery kind of...
Sort of.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Sort of. And I've also entered another short story competition with a completely different story as well. And excitingly, the results for that are out next week.
Oh, okay.
To see if I get into the next round.
Excellent.
So I'll keep you posted.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And what was that one then? What kind of story was that?
That is, well, okay, so I got horror.
Oh, so it was like an allocated...
Yeah. It's allocated, this is what you got to write about.
God, you always get horror.
I know.
That's ridiculous.
I got horror, but it's not really a horror.
Right.
So I'm a bit worried about
getting kicked out of the categories.
I'm worried about the genre. I mean, it starts a horror.
Does it have a lot of trees in it? You've not done your tree thing again, have you?
Actually, it does have a couple of trees into the beginning.
Of course it does.
But they don't talk to anyone.
All right, okay.
Or do anything bad.
Right.
What is it more? It's more, I suppose it's more of a thriller. It sort of starts as a horror and then progressively becomes more of a thriller. And I'm worried that they're going to go, that's not really what we asked for. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm certain that'll be one of the bits of feedback that I get anyway.
That not tight enough to the genre.
Yeah.
Well, we love the feedback, so that's great. So that'd be good to share.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll might be reading that next week. We'll see.
Yeah, brilliant.
Keep you posted.
Excellent. Oh, well done, mate. And what about a big project? Are you still working on your murder mystery
Still working, thing? Yeah. Persevering with that. Although I have discovered something about myself that... Mm-hmm. Well, I think we all knew already, but it's been confirmed. I just can't write forward.
Oh.
If I have an idea that I think will improve the story, I can't ignore it. Do you know what I mean? I can't keep writing as though I haven't had that idea.
Yeah.
And
also,
I can't keep writing having had the idea, thinking, well, I'll go back and, you know, adjust it later and carry on as though that's all already written down. I have to fix the rest of the story so it makes sense, and then I can move on. I can't pretend it's all, you know, it's done, and then crack on. I don't know why that is. Like, maybe it's because it's the idea of having to do it later. It's too upsetting.
The thing is, there is that thing that it then affects everything you're writing from there, doesn't it?
No, exactly.
So you kind of, it just feels a bit lopsided.
That's right. And if you write it into the story and you realise it doesn't work, then you've wasted all that time. Or if you write into the story and it's slightly different to the way you imagined it might be, that's too much writing to redo.
Well, that's
I want to get to the end of my first draft and go, right, that's as good as this draft can be right now.
Well, you need to think back, don't you, to the people we've had on that write the first draft and then put it in the bin.
Well, I don't want to think about that.
No, I know, but you need to. You need to. You need to be less precious about your first draft.
But we have spoken to an author who will be coming up on the show probably in a few weeks, who said the same.
Yeah.
Who said that their first drafts are actually quite slickly drafted because they do go back and
edit. So
partly so they don't have, they have less to do.
Yeah.
So maybe that's good. You know what I mean? That's
the other thing. There's no rules, is there? There's kind of like guidelines and stuff for anything in writing.
No, but I sort of had that as a rule for myself and I've completely broken
it. You can bend it though, can't you? You can still write forward.
Yeah. It does mean, however, I've been stuck on 60,000 words for about 2 months.
Well, that's why it exists though, isn't it? As a guideline, that it stops that happening.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you get stuck and then you lose the impetus and then you lose your little...
And seeing the word count go up is really nice, but it's been stuck there because I've chucked stuff out and rewritten. So I've actually written loads more words, but I've had to completely change stuff and delete stuff. But it's all good learns, isn't it?
It's got to happen in the process at some point is perhaps the way to think about it.
Yeah,
so it's up
exactly.
to you when it happens.
Exactly.
And hopefully once you've kind of changed those bits and fixed it, then you can get back on with a clear road in front of you, because that's not kind of hanging around in your head.
Yeah, yeah. Which is the point I'm at now, which is actually quite exciting because it means that I can run ahead again now.
So you're on about 60,000 words?
I'm on 60,000 words, pretty much exactly.
Is that the right amount of words for where you are in the story, or is it going to be a...
I think it's pretty bang on.
Oh, right, okay.
So you're not, I hope so, yeah.
So you're not going to have to go back and
put more,
take loads of stuff
out.
Pad it out, yeah.
Put a little extra scenes in. No, I don't think so. No, it seems
when you send
right.
it to a publisher, just copy and paste a load of it, but put it in white type on a white background. Put it at the end. So when they word count it, it'll look all right.
They see the word
count. But you don't have to actually write that much. Yeah.
Good idea.
Do it.
That's very good.
And have you completely planned it out? I can't remember whether you were...
Pretty much, but I didn't want to...
Did you say you didn't want to do the end?
I didn't want to do it entirely because I wanted some of it to occur to me. And I didn't want to know for definite because I thought it might make it too obvious who the killer is.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure who the killer is now, but I wasn't, 20,000 words ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Keeping it fresh, Tom.
Very good. Well,
keeping it fresh.
Cool. So when's your deadline for finishing that, do you think?
Well, I was hoping to finish that before we started the podcast again.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
what I'm hoping is, because we've actually done quite a lot of work, we've done a lot of prep on the podcast. What I'm hoping is I can fly with it a bit now.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I always think that.
Excellent. So. Well.
We'll see how we get on.
Yeah.
I can update you. I'll give you a word count every week.
If you want to. Yeah.
Be good. Keep me honest. But, but apart from that, right, Katie and I are about halfway through writing the marriage show, the Happy Marriage
Excellent.
Show. And following our conversation, was it yesterday, Tom? Mm-hmm. I can't remember when we talked about it. I have sent a message to Keithley Arts and Film Festival.
So you're going bigger first time out then.
Yeah, wow. Massive. To register our interest in performing for this year's calendar of events. So
when would that be?
That's October, which seems quite soon.
It does. And it doesn't.
Probably doesn't to most writers.
Yeah.
Most writers probably think, what? Got ages, mate. We could devise a show in 3 weeks. But just thinking about that now makes me want to let out a little nervous fart.
Obviously, when we get nearer the time, we'll let people listening know where they can get tickets from. And we'll see if we get a little crowd of listeners there to cheer you on. I think that'd be good, wouldn't it, for you?
Yeah, that'd be great. I'm sort of hoping because it's quite a small festival.
Yeah.
And it's the kind of, it's lovely. It's brilliant, the Keithley Arts and Film Festival. It tends to be small rooms in libraries and you get like a crowd of, there's usually about 5 or 6 old ladies and a couple of people just, who want to get off the street because it's cold outside.
Yeah.
And maybe 3 or 4 friends. And I feel like that's about
relatively
where
safe.
We want to go for the first performance.
Yeah. I think that's, you want to iron out the many faults in it, don't you? When it,
that's exactly.
When it's a small audience.
Yeah.
But it'd make for a cracking podcast episode.
Well, that's,
it?
Yeah, it could
do. Do you know what I mean? We can get
some. Are you coming down for that? Are you around?
Yeah, I'll definitely come down for that. Record the crowd's reaction. You know, like the ones when where they're coming out the cinema for the adverts for a film coming up.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it's the best thing ever. Oh, I love the bit where this. So we'll do that. We'll get some pops.
I might not listen to that podcast.
Yeah, well, it could all be really good.
So how does it feel to be back, Tommy?
Great.
Are you excited?
Yeah,
you're excited,
I think,
clearly.
Like I said, with the people we've got coming up as well, I think.
Yeah.
And we should probably, a bit of housekeeping, we should announce our shock decision.
Yeah, yeah, because this season obviously is going to be different because we haven't got Dave here for one.
So it'll be a bit easier in many respects. Sorry, Dave. No, last season, it was fun and everything, but we were chasing our tails a lot, weren't we?
It was a lot of work. With just one person missing from the podcast effectively means there's quite a lot more work. You don't realise.
There's a lot to do. So this season, we have decided that we're going to go every 2 weeks rather than every 1 week. So we've got a bit more space in the middle.
Yeah.
And now and again, we'll put out an extra episode where it fits in with whatever. But
oh yeah, there'll definitely be quite a few bonus filler-inners. Yeah. So in theory, this episode is sort of a filler-inner episode.
As people can probably tell from listening. It's not going to be a surprise. They're not going to be sat there going, "Oh, is it? This what? Isn't like a.
What do you mean?
This is one of the high-quality ones that we're talking about, right? God, bloody hell! Yeah, this is. This is just, yeah.
Yeah.
But
there will be an episode next week.
Yeah, so next week we're going to be playing out an interview we did with Stuart Turton. Yeah.
Who is a Golden Age crime writer.
Yeah, brilliant author and a lovely chap. So your homework for this week is to get hold of something by Stuart Turton and read it.
And what a fascinating and lovely chap he is as well.
Yeah, so that's great. And
that's a good one.
Ironically, I think Dave's in that interview with us. Dave did that interview with us, didn't he? It's one of the ones he's he did
exactly.
With us.
So it'll be nice to have Dave back for a little bit.
Yeah, next week Dave will be back for a little bit.
You're listening to the Failing Writers Podcast. It's pretty cool, huh?
Well, that sums it up, doesn't it? That's
it sort of does, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, do you know what though? We did want to mention.
Hmm.
You know what we should do more of this season? I think we want to hear, we talked about this the other day, Tommy and I, and we want to hear what you, listener, podcastinator, wordy, is up to. We want to know what you're writing. So if you dare, if you can summon up the courage, send us maybe a log line or maybe even like the first three chapters of what you're writing. And because we'd love to read.
Share it with a class.
What you're up to.
Yeah.
And so... send us your stuff.
And then make a note underneath whether you want us just to say nice things or whether you want, like, honest opinions or maybe just say, here's my stuff, guys. Actually, having listened to you, I don't value your opinions, so keep them to yourselves, but mention that I sent something. Yeah. Whatever you like, and we'll respect
and
that.
And we might even, I mean, I'm just throwing this out there. Tommy doesn't know about this. We might even want to do a little audio production of a little bit of it if we like it.
Right,
so,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
there's options out there. I think it'd be quite fun. So send your stuff to us. Let us know what you're up to.
Yeah.
How would people get in touch, Tom? How would they do that?
I don't know. Dave did that bit. So,
there is a contact form on our website, failingwriterspodcast.com. So get on there.
We also have an email address that people can send.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. What's that again? failingwriterspodcast@gmail.com.
Put roughly those words into it and it'll probably get through to us.
It is that, isn't it? failingwriterspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Send it there. Should we end with a little heartfelt plea in the style of Wikipedia or The Guardian?
Yeah, definitely, actually. Yeah. For people, and when I say people, I mean you, person listening, to help us share the podcast around. Because, the more listeners we get, the more we're able to sort of carry on. It's a bit disheartening when you don't see the listener numbers going up, really.
That is true.
Massages our fragile egos, apart from nothing else, doesn't it?
We are an independent podcast, and we don't have a marketing budget. So in order to spread the word, we rely entirely on lovely people like you.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you can bear to drop us a little review, maybe on our website or on Apple
That'd
Podcasts.
Be great.
Or stick a post on your socials.
Yeah, retweeting us or just telling your mates down the pub. Or
yeah, anything. That's always good.
That'd be great. Much appreciated. That's enough grovelling for now, isn't it? It feels a bit...
Yeah, thanks very much. So don't be shy. Let people know if you like what we do. We've got a handful of T-shirts left. And if someone posts something particularly enjoyable on the soch, maybe we could even send them a T-shirt
Absolutely.
To thank them.
Absolutely.
It's not bribery, merely a thank you.
Well, I don't think it wouldn't be considered valuable enough, would it, to be?
Yes.
It doesn't get up to bribery, that. Slightly below bribery.
Yeah, that involves things of actual value. Yeah.
You'll get people meeting in a car park, do you? Brown envelope, and inside it is stuffed a Failing Writers T-shirt. Oh, right, okay. I'll take out that witness for you then. Yeah, it's not really.
Yeah. Nice little bong.
Thank you for your help. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Join us next week when we speak to the fantastic Stuart Turton.
Lovely. Cheerio. Hello.
Where's everybody gone?